It's 10 minutes past 11 on West Kent Radio, and joining me on the opposite side of the table this morning is Jess Gibson from the TN Card, thetncard.com, and Twitter is thetncard, where they're very prolifically chatting, and also on Instagram as well. Hi Jess, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Good to have you with us. It's been a while. We were hoping to have talked to you a little while ago, but you know how things go.
I know. I was really excited when you launched, and so I think I popped in on your second day to say hello and take a few photos of you.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, you've finally made it, and you're sitting opposite
Thank
me
you.
Now. And you're celebrating a birthday.
I am. Not my birthday, but the birthday of the TN Card. So it turned 2 a few days ago. So yes, 2... fantastic years. I launched just before the pandemic caused the first lockdown, so it's been quite a 2 years, but yeah, some celebrations this week.
So tell us, what is the TN Card?
So it, in a nutshell, it's a reward scheme for Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and now Sevenoaks. I set it up to encourage us as a community to support local. I'm just a local mum, I live in Lye, and I was walking through Tunbridge Wells a couple of years ago and just saw another independent close down. I thought there must be a really great way to get us all shopping locally, and I love loyalty cards, so I thought, well, why don't I do my own loyalty card? So the whole idea is that it costs £20 for the community to purchase and become a member for a year, and because they're buying a membership card which entitles them to rewards for shopping locally, it's totally free for our independent businesses to join. And they, to become a partner, they just provide a reward to thank members for supporting locals. So it can be anything they choose, from a glass of fizz for members when they dine in, or money or shopping. But it's really, it's inclusive. It's open to everyone.
It's great. You've answered every question I've written down.
Wonderful. Let's move
go.
On.
So what was the idea behind this, really? What made you decide that you were going to spend your life on this thing?
Yeah, well, I'm really passionate about our community. I've lived in Tunbridge Wells, and then I was in Tunbridge, and I have 4 young sons, so I had a parenting blog about life in Tunbridge. I was supporting local independence through that. And in the meantime, I was working as a social media manager, and I love social media as a really instant, free way to reach lots of people quickly. And I thought, you know, if I can do a reward scheme which incentivizes the community to start supporting local a bit more, and then I can provide a marketing toolkit to lots of independents that either don't have the knowledge or the budget and social media, newsletters and all of the things that I love to do. And that's it, really. I started walking up and down the streets 2 years ago, visiting independents and asking them to take the plunge and invest in the scheme. And had a wonderful launch party 2 years ago, announcing November events and all that. And little did I know that 6 weeks later we'd all be closed. But as we've come out of lockdown, there's been a real appetite from both members and businesses to be part of this, and the knowledge that we can work together to do something good for our towns. And as we speak, there are 560 businesses now in the TN Card, the majority in Tunbridge Wells, and 2,000 members being rewarded for supporting local. And it's really exciting. It feels like a great, fast-growing community, and I have member events too. So tomorrow there's a member event at McNaid at Hooper's, and it's just an opportunity to get everyone together and seeing the people behind these shop fronts and working out why we do need to get behind our independents and what they contribute to our towns.
Jess Gibson from the TN Card is with us this morning. We've been talking about the card, how it all came about, but something which you do, Jess, is you raise money as well.
Yes, it was always important to me when I decided to launch the TN Card that the scheme supported a charity, and mental health is a really important subject to me. Depression runs in my family, and I have that. I've had it for many years. And as a mother of 4 young sons, I'm very conscious that suicide is one of the biggest killers of our young men. You know, every day, 3 young men take their life in the UK. That's just an astonishing statistic. So before I even approached any independents, I went to West Kent Mind and said, would you mind if I raised money for you through the scheme? So 10% from every card, every membership that is sold, goes straight to West Kent Mind. And in addition, West Kent Mind speak through member newsletters. Each member event that's organised raises money for West Kent Mind. And I'm really proud that as we celebrate the second birthday of the TN card. We've raised £10,000 for the charity in its first 2 years. And thanks to every member who has purchased membership over the last 2 years, because that really has made a huge difference. And I'm celebrating the TN card second birthday with a Just Giving fundraiser at the moment. So how it works is my wonderful TN card partners have donated incredible prizes, from theatre tickets to bottles of wine, pampering. And if you donate any amount through our Just Giving page until before tomorrow at 5 p.m, you could be in a chance of winning one of 5 goodie bundles worth hundreds of pounds, and I will be delivering them in person on Friday. So yes, we've got one more day to raise our target of £2,000, and I really hope we can do it.
That's great, and you're getting close towards the 2,000, I think.
We're at 75%, so please, anyone who's planning to donate or is thinking about donating, even just a pound or two, that would make a huge difference to the charity.
That's great. It's really, really good. Thanks very much indeed for the info on that. And the link for that is on your website.
Yes, you can. If you go on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, there'll be links there. And also if you go on the tncard.com, there's a link to the Just Giving page.
That's great. Something which you're developing is an app for the card.
Yes. I always wanted to do an app. That's obviously the future of reward schemes. But as a one-person business, I wanted to make sure there was an appetite before I went into the big investment of an iOS app. And the last 2 years have shown that there is genuine appetite and desire and a place for the TN card in the community. So now it's going virtual. So thanks to funding from Southeast Business Boost and Lowcase, the Low Carbon Emissions Fund, who partly provided 50% funding towards the app, there will now be an app launching on the 1st of March on iOS and Android, and it will basically make membership virtual. So it should make the scheme much more easy for people to use. You can join as a member on a rolling monthly basis from the 1st of March at £3 a month, or you can sign up for a year. But it will have lots of exciting features like push notifications when new businesses come on board, or if you're walking down Camden Road and you need a reminder of who's in the scheme, you'll have alerts when they come up. And you can totally personalise your experience too. So if you say, for example, you live in Tunbridge Wells and you love food and drink, you can personalise the app to exactly your requirements. So it's quite exciting.
You've got sort of several hundred businesses.
Yes.
Who use the card. Give us a couple of examples of benefits which cardholders can receive.
Yes, so there are now 550 businesses offering rewards locally for supporting local, and that can be anything. So, for example, if you walk down Camden Road where you're based, Nigel, opposite you've got Stampede Children's Footwear Store. Donna kindly gives 10% discount on children's shoes. You can go to Havet and get a glass of fizz on the house when you dine. All the way down to Crumbs and Treacle, they do discounts on cookies. But it's not just Tunbridge Wells. It's all our villages, Langton Green and Rustall, through to Southborough, St John's. The Southborough community have really taken the TN card to their heart. So you can have member rewards at Pets Fair and the Earl Grey Tea Rooms, through to Tunbridge, and now we're in Sevenoaks too. So there are hundreds of different rewards, and it's not just discounts. It's not a discount scheme, it's a reward. So you're thanked by that independent for supporting them.
That's great. The card itself is, what's the card made of?
So it's eco-friendly, Nigel. So it was really important to me that I was as eco-conscious as possible. It's degradable plastic. It's called Teslin. So you don't have to throw it into the recycling bin. You can actually just chuck it out with domestic waste, and it will degrade naturally over 1 to 3 years. So it's also a great way of getting people to buy again, because if their card disappears, they need a new membership. But it was also another reason why I wanted to go virtual with the app, because even though it's a degradable card, there is the carbon footprint of printing, postage and all of that. So with the virtual memberships, the carbon footprint goes down. But also this scheme as a whole, it has an environmental impact. By shopping locally, by getting people onto our high streets, we're reducing our carbon footprint of every consumer.
That's great. And you're up for an award or two.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, but I've just found out I'm into the finals of the Kent Women in Business Awards for Community Champion and Entrepreneur, which is a great honour. So looking forward to going along to that next month.
We wish you well with that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jess Gibson with us this morning from the TN Card. Website, thetncard.com, and on social media, Twitter and Instagram, @thetncard. Thanks very much.
And thank you so much, Nigel.
Here's to year three.
Cheers.